You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Now to the Australian share market, which continued to hit another record high, the 200 up 0.5%, 7,628. For more, I spoke earlier with Marcus Bogdan from Blackmore Capital. Marcus, the share market keeps hitting record highs here, despite lockdowns, despite rising COVID numbers. Why?
Well, it's based on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals for this of the last financial year have been particularly strong. And so we've almost had a one-to-one relationship from the growth of the share market to the growth in earnings. So it's been matched by fundamentals, and that's earnings growth. And so we've had a circa 25% uplift in the ASX 200 over the last year. But the expectation is, and we're seeing this in this coming results period, is that we're going to get earnings growth of 20% plus. And that will mean also a very good uplift in dividends. So on that basis, that's the justification for the current valuations in the share market.
Speaking of earnings season, on the SBS On The Money podcast this week, we spoke with the CEO of Telstra, the CEO of the Commonwealth Bank, for example. What have you learnt from profit reporting season so far?
Well, so far, it's actually been better than expected. The banks that have reported, Suncorp and Commonwealth Bank, and yesterday NAB, results better than what the market expected from an earnings perspective, from a capital position perspective, from a dividend perspective, and also they've been able to hold on to their margins, and hence you've seen good support for those companies. And in a sense, for what we've seen in Telstra, it was very pleasing for the first time in 4 or 5 years that you actually started to see some momentum back into the business in the second half of 2021. And that was particularly so in their mobile business, where you got revenue growth there and a higher margin plus a buyback.
So of those larger companies that have reported, what do you think it says so far about the way they've managed COVID as we lead into this new financial year, which seems to be a bit more challenging because we are seeing a bit of a hit to the economic growth and lockdowns?
Well, each of those companies are fundamentally sound and very conservative in the way of their balance sheets. And earnings have been far more resilient than we're expecting. And it was interesting, the commentary particularly from the Commonwealth Bank, from their latest statistics, are that, the response so far from an economic perspective has been rather muted. And that's somewhat surprising given the lockdowns that we're seeing on the East Coast. So I think what we're looking forward for now is what is the expectation for guidance and outlook for 2022, and is there the expectations that we will get earnings growth again for this coming financial year?
Okay, next week reporting season continues. What are you looking to?
Well, there's some really important results next week. In healthcare, we've got CSL. In the industrial space, we've got Brambles and Cleanaway. And then in consumer staples, Coles. So a very good mix, and it also will give us a very good indication, further indication, of what's happening in the real economy.
And where do you see opportunities in this current market?
Well, I think the strategy is that just given the backdrop and the challenges that we're seeing with the Delta variant, that you do have to have an aspect of your investments around what we would classify as high quality defensive companies, defensive industrial companies, the consumer staples such as the supermarkets. So that's a bedrock in terms of those foundations. And then secondly, looking at those groups of companies that will benefit, we think, structurally in terms of growth going forward. So Goodman Group in terms of logistic warehousing and companies in food delivery such as Marley Spoon are other examples where there's potential opportunities.
Marcus Bogdan there from Blackmore Capital.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.